Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I want you, want me.
Good morning, everybody. It is my great, great privilege to accept this position, and thank you to the mayor for having the confidence in me to do it. When I was skipper of the base, I felt that everything I'd done in my career had led me to that point and given me the skill set to do that. And I think everything that I learned on the base and everything I've done to this point in my life has led me here to this point.
Yeah, lucky. Talking yesterday to Tim Kinsler, former retired captain, U.S. Navy, former commanding officer of NAS Pensacola, as you heard David talking about, that we've been talking about it all day. And yesterday and the day before, I talked to Sam Abel about that from the city of Gulf Breeze. And, you know, it's kind of interesting when the news kind of first came out. I think PNJ was the first to report it on Monday evening. And, you know, they kind of seemed sort of sketchy about how they found out. Like, they didn't say how they found out. And, DC hadn't gotten back to them with confirmation. Of course, yesterday he obviously confirmed it with, having Lucky in the press conference. But, I had texted DC. I'm like, is it true? Because I'm like, this is huge news. This is really, really, really good. He's like, yeah, I'm super excited. You know, sometimes the thing just, and I texted Tim and told him congratulations. He's like, thanks, you know, and I'm like, man, this is such a get for the city. He's like, stop making me blush. I'm like, sure, that's going to make an Irishman blush. Give me a break. Anyway, so, no, Tim is great and a huge catch for the city. And, you know, look, I actually kind of wondered how this was all going to go because I think Amy would have been great as a city administrator. She's done great at the port, done great as a deputy city administrator, and now as interim. But, I mean, you know, Tim's experience, background, you know, running the base through Sally, the terrorist attack, the base being closed in COVID. I mean, you know, easiest three-year tour ever. Man, the stuff that he had to deal with is just awful. You know, really, a lot of really awful things. And he even kind of hinted at that yesterday.
Bad things are going to happen. They're going to happen while we're here. I'm not getting paid in this position for when the sun shines. It's also for those difficult days. And I think I bring a pretty unique perspective to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's dealing with the hard stuff and, you know, kind of asked the question of, well, how did you make this decision? Why did you decide to do it when you've got this other, I'll say it. I used to teach for 10 years, cushy gig at UWF, you know, working in an academic environment it's nice work if you can get it. It really is. But sometimes you want a different challenge or you get asked to do a thing and you can't think of a good reason to say no.
My loyalty lies with the people of Pensacola, people of the city. And the best way for me to serve the people of Pensacola is to enact their elected representative's vision. And I fully believe in our mayor. I fully believe in everything that he's doing. And there was something about it that just spoke to me. And when the mayor asks, when the president asks somebody to serve in his cabinet, the right answer is yes. And when the mayor asks to serve in a role like this to help him move the city forward, there was no other answer but yes.
Yeah, it's a very interesting comment. And I talked about this earlier on the show, but I'll say it again. I think it's a fascinating piece of insight into the historical mind that, like, he's a huge fan of history and Liverpool, and we won't hold that against him. And a very thoughtful guy about political science and philosophy. And I had never thought about that way of thinking about public duty, that if the mayor represents the collective public will of the people, and he does, okay, then saying yes to when the mayor asks you to serve the city is saying yes to serving the city. There's almost no more obvious way of serving the city than serving the collective will of the people expressed through their elected representatives, whether city council or the mayor. I thought that was a very interesting observation, and I'd never thought about it quite that way, but I think that's right. You know, when the mayor asks, you say yes. And he doesn't just say that when the mayor asks, he says, like, when the president asks, right? Because that's always the idea is, like, you know, I serve at the pleasure of the president. When the president asks, you say yes, okay? And he says, of course, so when the mayor says yes, I say yes. But I will tell you that something in the back of my brain when he made that comment triggered a thought that I actually had when I first got it confirmed to me on Monday night that he was going to be doing this. And, okay, some of you are going to think this is outrageous, and some of you are going to think, you know, I've been thinking that too. No, but here's what my thought was, okay? What's DC preparing for? Because did he just pick Tim up to run the city and that's all there is to it and Tim's a great catch for the city? Yeah, clearly, obviously, sure. No worries. I mean, this is going to pass city council 7-0. Okay, no problem. Okay, easy. Easy day. But is he just thinking about right now? I'll tell you what I'm thinking about in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Excuse me. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Highway 29. The roadway is clear, but we are seeing still some small delays associated with that one. Also, if you are going eastbound, right past the Navarre Beach Bridge, we're seeing some major congestion delays all the way through Windhaven Beach. So pack about 10, 15 minutes extra on that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you're 64 turning 65 or you're retiring, you're going to change over onto Medicare, and that's new, right? You've been doing private regular health insurance for most of your life, and all of a sudden it's government insurance. And you might be apprehensive about that. People might be calling you, stressing you out, asking you questions you don't know the answers to, writing you letters, and it's just, this is all very easy, okay? You want to know about Medicare supplement. You want to know about Advantage. You want to know about prescription drugs. You want to know whether Medicaid applies to you. Great questions. Easy answers. My friend Ricky Stewart, her whole family does insurance. I've known her as long as we've lived here. She's really sweetheart. She does this one part. She just helps people get over onto Medicare and then takes care of them through that process. So if you got questions, give her a call. When I turn 64, I will be calling Ricky for sure. 341-2185, 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. Okay, back to my thinking about D.C. and Tim Kinsella and all this. And, okay, here's where my brain went. Is D.C., what does D.C. want to do after he's mayor? I mean, he may just go back into business. You know, he liked doing it. He was good at it. You know, he's got the background for it, sure. Is it possible he will progress in politics? You know, what would be the next phase? I mean, you could imagine Congress is a possibility. You know, you can certainly imagine that. If he, you know, gets reelected and if things continue to go well for him. And you never know. I mean, you could bungle something and it goes sideways. You never know, okay? Some people would say parking. I don't, you know, whatever. I'm just saying if it goes well and if he gets reelected, if he runs for reelection, if he doesn't run for higher office and does choose eventually to run for higher office, where might that be? I think you can easily imagine the possibility that he might run for CFO or run for governor, right? We're always looking for good executives. Could the mayor of Pensacola become governor of the state? You know, it's possible. Could he run for state senate? I don't know. State house? I don't know. I'm just saying. It's easily within the realm of imagination that he could have future political aspirations, right? Okay. What comes after that? Let's imagine a future in which DC does well, gets reelected, does well, runs for, I mean, let's say it's a fast track, okay? Let's say he tries to jump straight from mayor of Pensacola to governor of Florida. Let's imagine, okay? And let's say he gets elected, and let's say he does well. All ifs, right? Okay, you're going to need a good chief of staff to be governor or CFO, right? Tim Kinsella is a great pick. What happens after that? You know, governors of Florida have been known to run for president before, right? Or Senate. And honest to God, I've had the weirdest in the back of my head thought for a while now of what was it like for people around somebody who eventually ran for president when they were 35, 40 years old? Did they ever consider that possibility? And, you know, I'm not saying DC is presidential material. God only knows between now and a long time from now. I'm just saying there's sort of the hints of it. You know? And at some point you might ask the question, well, could it happen? You know, is that where we're headed? I don't know. But if 12, 16, 20 years down the road, D.C. Reeves, a candidate for president, who better to have on your team than Tim Kinsella? I mean, it's a smart long-term pick if he has any of those kinds of aspirations. And I think you'd have to be a little bit naive to think that Daddy Reeves or that Quint Studer haven't had thoughts like this, at least about governor, right? I'm just, you know, and I know DC's going to be pissed at me for talking about it. He's like, shut up. I don't, you know, I mean, he wouldn't react that. But, you know, I mean, the job in front of him is the job in front of him. But that's what I thought when I saw Tim Kinsler. I thought, this is a long-term hire, potentially. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever pray for spiritual and mental strength? Paul's prayer for the Ephesian believers was a prayer to strengthen their inner man. Let's pray his prayer right now and ask God to strengthen us in the same way. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, according to the riches of your glory, please allow us to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, thank you in advance for how you will strengthen our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Parrish packages are back, and they're featuring the number one compact tractor in the United States, the Kubota L2502 with quick attach loader, Land Pride 6-foot cutter, and Land Pride 6-foot disc, all for $29,999 cash or as low as $385 a month. Doesn't include tax, fees, or insurance. Plus, you get a free pipe top trailer. Visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway. Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. 0% APR financing now through 9/30/24. See them or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Good morning, 7:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm getting texts in about my super spiffball-y hypothetical future in which Mayor D.C. Reeves runs for higher office like governor and then eventually for president. I will not vote for his no parking, but if he's the governor, we'll have to pay to park in our own driveways. Look, I understand people are upset about the parking. Me too. I don't agree with all the parking stuff, as we've talked about many times, but... You know, and as I said, you know, you got to pass a couple of wickets before you get to any of that kind of stuff. But 437-1620, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Teen accounts are now coming to Instagram. Meta Platforms rolling out a new Instagram option that has more protections, where parents can limit who can contact their teenage children and set a timer on the screen time that they're allowed to have.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you. Were you done with that part?
Yeah, no, go ahead. It's great news, I think.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Instagram is terrified of a working bill that would actually limit their ability to, you know, this is their feeble reaction to legislative threat, that there are going to be serious restrictions on social media for kids. And so they're offering up this paltry, because I had the same reaction you did. I'm like, oh, good. And then I read more about it, and I read some of the criticism, like, and here's the one takeaway I had was they do not expect it to significantly affect revenue, which means it will not significantly affect use. Because if it significantly affects use, it will significantly affect revenue. And they are trying to do something to make it look like they're doing something. And instead of actually doing it. And, you know, one of the things on there is you can set it to limit child's access to Instagram to an hour at a time. an hour at a time? Good Lord.
And then when does that timer reset?
Who's on Instagram for an hour? Oh, God. I mean, if you're like, well, my kid, dude, throw out the phone. Sorry. Anyway, go ahead, David. Sorry.
Federal prosecutors now claiming that Sean Diddy Combs has been abusing and exploiting women since at least 2008. The hip-hop mogul appeared in court yesterday in New York. He was arrested on racketeering and sex trafficking charges. And, you know, Andrew, I know Pensacola doesn't have a Costco yet. But I did see this today.
9 Mile and Chemstrand,
right? I know. It's coming, you know, down the road. I saw this today. There's a new unique Costco being built in Los Angeles, and this Costco will have 800 apartments above the store. More than 180 of those are being reserved for low-income tenants, the rest for affordable housing. But it's literally the store on the bottom level and then 800 apartments directly above.
Where's the location?
Los Angeles.
Yeah. I mean, this is the new model, right? If you go to any city, what do you see? You see the Target is on the bottom level and the six stories of apartments above that.
Absolutely.
This is the live, work, play model. And, you know, when you're building density, when you're building vertically, this is what's happening. So it's not even surprising. It's just sort of dur. You almost wonder if the 9 Mile and Chemstrand, you know, Costco could not help with affordable housing a little bit, build
Absolutely.
One here, you know?
I mean, we've got housing challenges just like Los Angeles
right.
does.
Right, why not think ahead? Why not do it now? And 9 Mile is bursting, you know, in terms of opportunity for businesses and entertainment, and it's the sort of the new Palafox. I don't think it's quite got the charm of Palafox, but still, you know, you can make that argument. David, thanks so much for the update. Somebody texts in 437-1620. Dave and Mary, that's our bosses, Dave and Mary Hoxing on the radio station. Dave and Mary, Andrew's drunk on the air. No, but are you offering? Anyway. Oh, man. Oh, interesting thought here. Somebody says, in order to run for partisan office like governor, you'd have to win a partisan primary, and you'd have to, you know, and no, that's actually a good point. Would DC be able to win as, you know, would he, I mean, I honest to God, I don't even know what DC's party affiliation is, you know, Republican or Democrat, but one way or the other, you have to have a party affiliation to run for those offices. So that's an interesting, it's hard to believe Jim Reeves' kid would be a Democrat, but you never know. I mean, anything could happen. What are you going to say, John?
Oh, we've got traffic on the fives.
Do we?
Yes.
Fine, do it.
Okay. All right. No accidents to let you know about, but if you're heading southbound on 29, just south of 9 Mile Road, we're seeing some major, major congestion there. So pack about 10, 15 minutes extra. Also, I-10 eastbound past the Pine Forest exit. Keep going all the way through the construction zone on Highway 29 and seeing some major delays there also. So make sure that your 10, 15 minutes built into your travel schedule. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody says the reason they're doing that in L.A. with the Costco is because you will only allow new development or businesses when they are attached to affordable housing. Somebody else says, Palafox, 9 Mile is not the new Palafox. 9 Mile is not even close. I get it. Obviously, it's a completely different environment. But in terms of what's available on 9 Mile and the variety of businesses and restaurants and that kind of stuff. And I mean, of course, it's completely different. But, you know, that's how people sort of have been thinking about 9 Mile for a while and development towards Beulah, frankly. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, speaking of housing and affordability, I'll tell you, one of the things that, you know, I had not really been thinking about as much, but I know it's been talked about quite a bit, is the way house insurance works with the buying and selling of homes. Because it used to be, right, that house insurance was you just get house insurance after you have a home. Now you have to really think about how immense the cost can be and will you even qualify. And so when you're applying for house insurance, you know, you have to think about, A, the cost, and B, like, how old is the roof and how old is the water heater? And it's not a hot water heater, it's a water heater. Anyway, and how old is the air conditioner, right? You know, because they will either drop you or not approve you if some of those things are right. And what that means is if you're buying or selling a home, you know, you may have a 7-year-old home and they're going to say, well, you got to replace the roof or the water heater. You're like, what? No, seriously, because of house insurance. So thinking about how all the various elements of buying or selling a home are going to work is part of what comes with getting a good real estate agent. That's why you want to have a good one, because they can navigate all that stuff and help you think about the things you hadn't been thinking about. And boy, I'll tell you, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're good at this. 175 homes sold last year, and she will answer any of your questions and talk with you about whatever you have on your mind. You know, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth. and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves. No, I'm not going to ask him if he's running for president or governor or anything like that. Way too premature. That's just me spiffballing on the air because of Tim Kinsler.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The Biden administration says it was not aware of what's believed to be an Israeli operation to plant explosives and pagers sold to Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon, killing at least 12 people, injuring more than 2,800.
The pagers were initially thought to have come from Taiwan, but it's now suggested they were manufactured under license in Hungary. Axios reports the detonations took place earlier than planned because of concern Hezbollah had discovered the plot.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Sean Diddy Combs is appealing his bail denial.
Combs pleading not guilty to racketeering, conspiracy and sex trafficking charges, accused of using his media empire to control and carry out
sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and the obstruction of justice.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams. Defense attorneys say a bail appeal hearing is set for this afternoon.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly... looks like cloudy skies here, 72 degrees across the area. Well, it's not just Pensacolans that are excited about Tim Kinsella taking the reins of daily operations for the city. Just across Three Mile Bridge and Gulf Breeze, officials there calling it a good move for the city as well.
It's another solid choice from, you know, Mayor Reeves. And we just have been very supportive of his focus on maintenance and focusing on his capital improvement planning. And so those are conversations we continue to have with our sister city. And I think this is just going to make, you know, just make sure that they don't break stride. So it was excellent choice.
And that Gulf Breeze City Manager Sam Abel there, she says she's looking forward to working with Kinsella once he's on the job. Kinsella accepted publicly yesterday at a mayor's press conference. He'll bring 33 years of Navy experience to the job. And after retiring, he helped to establish the University of West Florida's Center for Leadership, also helped run Mayor Reeves' transition team when he took office a couple of years ago. A group of developers hoping to bring a food truck court to Cantonment. That proposal would add two food trucks to a lot just under an acre on the corner of Archer and State Road 95 and would include an outdoor dining area and a gravel road. The News Journal reporting that DKJ Real Properties is the owner of the project and has filed documents with the county and also purchased the land for that site. EMR Southern Recycling Facility over on South Merrick reportedly caught on fire last night. Channel 3 reported firefighters were at the scene battling that fire. Right now, no word on the severity of that, but we'll let you know as soon as we learn any more about that. Florida senators condemning what they're calling an insult to the Jewish people. Marco Rubio and Rick Scott joining others in releasing a statement yesterday ahead of the UN General Assembly. That statement issued in response to a resolution against Israel submitted by the Palestinian mission to the UN. The resolution called on countries not to recognize Israel's presence in what they're referring to as the Palestinian territories, and also called for sanctions against Israel and an end of arms transfers to the nation. Rubio, Scott, and their colleagues are calling that proposal an absolute disgrace that they say rewards terrorism. A probe into the second attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump has been launched by Governor DeSantis. He says Florida will prosecute would-be assassin Ryan Ruth to the fullest extent of the law.
Don't you want to have investigative agencies that are just going to pursue this without any other agenda creeping in? And oh, by the way, that can bring the most serious, readily provable offense under state law.
And DeSantis says events such as the assassination attempt can't be taken lightly. He says they need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and also says the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction to file an attempted murder charge against Ruth. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Got an accident to let you know about West 10 Mile Road and Highway 29 over in Cantonment. It's off to the side of the road, but it's still causing some delays on Highway 29 if you're headed southbound. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through the construction zone is seeing some heavy delays there also. And over at Navarre Beach Bridge, if you're heading eastbound, you're going to see some major traffic delays through Windhaven Beach and a little bit farther, so pack your patience there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have more sunshine today with just a small chance of rain, 20% overall, otherwise mostly sunny skies. High today near 85 degrees, low overnight near 74. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 87. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Keeping the sunny forecast around for Friday with a high near 90. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And we are seeing cloudy skies right now. It's 76 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Our next news at 8, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The federal government urged a judge to temporarily prevent a proposed merger between Kroger and Albertsons, saying the joint venture would benefit shareholders, but not everyday shoppers. Kroger and Albertsons argued their merger would preserve consumer choice by allowing them to better compete against rivals such as Walmart, Costco, and Amazon. The case is awaiting the judge's decision. The deals are back. Amazon Prime has announced its Big Deal Days, which is set for October 8th and 9th. Reminder, the two-day sales event is exclusively for Amazon Prime members. Meta has launched Instagram teen accounts, which will implement built-in privacy restrictions that give parents more control. The feature will only allow teenage accounts to be tagged, messaged, or mentioned by people they already follow. Futures are slightly higher as the market awaits the results of the Fed's two-day meeting. That's Your Money Now.
More than just a location, the Port of Pensacola is a thriving economic engine and a strategic gateway fueling growth and prosperity across Northwest Florida. Since 1754, it's become the cornerstone of the region's economic vitality, with over 20 dynamic businesses calling it home, including major players like C-Mex Materials, General Electric Verona's Wind Energy, Offshore Inland Marine, Pete Stevedore, and the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Discover the possibilities at portofpensacola.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Mayor is suggesting that
the city not keep the $1.8 million the Children's Trust Fund owes to the CRA. I think that is the right thing to do. I really applaud him. Sorry he's not here for me to personally thank him. I'm just so heartened to hear that the mayor wants to use the funds that are due back to our CRA, $1.8 million, to help these schools.
Former city councilwoman Sherry Myers lavishing praise on Mayor Reeves for, you know, wanting to partner with the Escambia Children's Trust instead of engaging in what, who was it, Quint Studer that wrote the opinion piece about the money grab that the county engaged in? So that's a kind of a rare moment, but I wanted to, since he wasn't at the meeting, I wanted to give him a chance to hear it. Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me. I'm sorry I wasn't there either.
I know. You know, can I tell you what's, you'll appreciate this. I actually ran into Sherry at Walmart, because as you do, and I was talking with her a little bit, and I told her I thought it was really sweet of her to, you know, because you guys have disagreed about some things. And she said, and you texted her back, thank you immediately, which I thought was also very, you know, like, I love to hear all that kind of stuff. That's all good stuff.
Yeah, we get along great. Honestly, we do. You know, we don't always agree, or maybe hardly, but sometimes, but you know, anybody in public service for a long time and can't question her passion. No question about that. So,
absolutely.
You know, yeah. No, I always have a lot of respect for Sherry.
And you know, it's funny. I always say the same thing. I say she's such a sweetheart. But I just don't ever agree with her. You know. So be it. So be it. Oh, by the way, Julie McQueen wrote the piece, not Quint Studer. I apologize. I got my local leaders mixed up for a second. Let's do talk about something though, because you know, obviously, your dad, Jim Reeves, to whom you're not accountable, and you know, and for whom you're not accountable. I mean, I get that, but you know, he wrote this pretty scathing opinion piece about the sports complex proposed for cantonment that the TDC approved, which I have also been very scathing in my criticism of the location primarily. But you've weighed in a little bit on this. You talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I think it's part of a bigger issue, which is city representation on joint commissions like the TDC. So maybe just take a moment and talk about your view of the project and why this brings up a bigger issue for the way these governmental bodies are structured.
Yeah. So first and foremost, you know, I said in my press conference yesterday, you've mentioned on here many times, you know, spent more of my professional career in journalism and sports writing probably than anything. Maybe it's maybe that fact is expiring now, but you know, well over a decade doing that. And so as I joked, I spent lots of hours in facilities like being proposed. And you can see the economic value when they're well run, and you know, thousands of parents and kids, and so philosophically, I'm there. You know, whether it's that or it's a conference center, I'm there philosophically. If we can, but I just believe we have to make a business case for it, and the city will never make money. It's kind of like when the Osceola Golf Course gets picked on because it doesn't make money. And my retort is always, well, how much money does Bayview Park make? You know, I mean, right. Sometimes it's an amenity that just doesn't. You want an operation to make money. That being said, you know, for the city of Pensacola, you know, that location doesn't really do much for the city of Pensacola. And what I mean is, you know, folks are either going to stay out, you know, 10 miles north of town, or they'll stay at the beach, and you know, they may wave to us on the way to enter I-110, but. Other than that, in terms of helping our local businesses and all that, I think I would like to see a new location. And to your final point, you know, we still have PEDC as an example, TDC that handles the bed tax is another example.
Just for people who may not know, the Economic Development Commission that handles economic development that spun off of the chamber several years ago. Go ahead. I just don't want people to be lost on the acronym.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, so those two boards in particular – by no fault of any council member, you know, no one's done anything wrong. It's just left over from the old form of government. The elected city representation is council members only, no operation. And, you know, I used the example at press conference about if we get the USS United States, where is that boat going to go? It's going to go to the port. And no city council member is involved in any day-to-day operation. So, you know, I applaud Kenyatta for what she said about us, you know, us not being well represented and not having a chance to be. I appreciate her saying that and defending the city in that way. Casey Jones does a great job. So no indictment of the two of them at all. But the reality is, what we should have for these millions of dollars, that is, we should be able to, the operation of the city should be able to advocate for projects, should be able to ask questions, to bring concerns that you couldn't ever expect two part-time council members with eight other assignments to know. And so I just think it's crystal clear to me, and I don't think we would see a lot of protests from our side of government on that either. You know, I don't think anybody's taking any offense to that. So I think that this issue just highlighted that, is that, you know, where is the operation of the city's seat at the table for conversations about $90 million?
No, it's a great point. And you know, putting aside how on earth we got a TDC special meeting to spend, you know, $90 million, or to bond $90 million, was scheduled at the same time as the city council agenda review, which is unbelievable. But, you know, it really highlighted the point and the poignancy of who should be the best representative. So going it a step further, I mean, are you looking to get city administration representation on TPO?
Possibly. I think we're going to look at all of them,
okay.
You know, because obviously those take legislative action. Those are not just, right, you know, board decisions. So I think we're going to look at all of those where it makes sense. And again, I think that these are pre-2010 decisions that the city's just never taken the time to analyze and you
right.
know, review. So,
right.
You know, I think it's time now.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, just kind of thinking through that, you know, it seems to me like, no offense to the city council who's on the transportation planning organization, but it makes more sense to have David Forte in that room than either of them, you know, so.
Right.
We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves. We'll come back to this conversation in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Just experiencing some slowdowns on I-10 at Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. About a 15-20 minute delay there through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Obviously, the big news over the last 2 days has been the selection of Tim Kinsliff, retired captain, Navy captain who commanded the base for 3 years and, of course, has now been working at UWF, that he is going to be your city administrator, taking the job full time. I've said it several times this morning in the context of other conversations, but congratulations is a huge get. It's a big win. Question, though, when does he take over, and does this have to go to council for approval? Because all your director-level selections have to go to council. Does this have to go to council?
Yeah, it does not. This is the one job outlined in the charter that the mayor can pick at his or her sole discretion. So, so this will not go to council. So it is official, and his first day will be September 30th. So,
gotcha. Okay.
You know, and on top of all of – you know, we could put up, it's such an honor to have him on our team, and I know he's going to make me a better mayor. Certainly he's going to make this a better city. I have no doubt about that. But when you, I mean, even set that aside for a second, to have someone who's already well-known in the community, who knows the people that we're involved with, the organizations we're involved with, to have that kind of head start in this job, no matter who it is, I mean, that honestly probably gains us a year. I mean, just in that respect, as opposed to someone from out of town that would have to come in and
get
then
acclimated,
learn
duty
and all of that kind of thing, you know. So, if we were just comparing apples to apples, you know, having someone that has his credibility and reputation already is going to have his head, but I don't think it would have mattered what national search took place or how many national searches we did. I think we have the best candidate we could possibly ask for.
Yeah, I mean, and I was not the only one, I think, who at once upon a time spitballed that maybe Tim would run for mayor, you know, run for the job that you currently have. And, you know, who better to have as your city administrator than somebody who'd be, you know, probably good at the job and
sure.
obviously has the administrative experience to run big facilities, which, you know, we know he's done that at NAS Pensacola. Just a quick question. I have things that I never get to talk with you about, and we're not going to have time to do today. It's always frustrating to me, but we will eventually. The Gibson School announcement, that's a big announcement, right? What are you going to do with this project?
Yeah, so we got school board approval yesterday to go under contract. I believe we've got some due diligence time. I know we have some due diligence time to look at the state of the building. Obviously, goal number one is to save a piece of history in our city. And that's on the 11 to save list now, and give it its best shot. That's what I've said really since the time we reintroduced it is, you know, I appreciate the school district and the school board's partnership in that and seeing the value of, hey, let's work as two bodies that the bottom line for the city or the school district isn't profit. The bottom line is what's good for the community. And so this will at least give us that opportunity where we'll do a structural assessment. We'll, you know, look at what our options are. I will tell people flat out right now, we make no promises that if we were to purchase this building, it would be fixed up and someone would be in it in a year or even 2 years. This could be a long game of historical tax credits and National Register, things like that, which are well worth the effort. But I don't want anybody to say, well, they bought Gibson and then in six months, why hasn't somebody gone to the building? That may not be the case here. And you know, we do have some serious questions about the structure. But here's the good news. We're going to do that work. And if for some reason it doesn't work out, obviously the school board's got more information. We have more information. And if someone else needs to step in long term and let us help preserve the building in some way with some incentive, you know, maybe that's what we do. So this is really the start of the process so we can start learning exactly the best path forward. But I'm excited and certainly appreciative of the school district's support and seeing what we can make happen.
Yeah, big news. Can you, as a sports writer, give me the guy who's been trying to understand and does not understand the America's Cup? I don't get the structure. I don't get what I should be paying attention to and what I should be ignoring. What is happening and when is it happening? And just like as a total, like, I see all the news, they won this, they lost this, and I don't know what any of it means. Can you help me?
Sure. I can. I've given this enough to my friends now. I can probably do it real quick. So imagine if the Super Bowl winner in the NFL was automatically in the next Super Bowl. They got to pick where it is. They got to pick the size of the football, how many yards for a first down. That's basically the America's Cup for New Zealand. So when you win, you're the defender. You get to decide everything.
Okay.
So there's four teams battling out to be the challenger to New Zealand. So we're in semifinals right now, Italy versus U.S. And when I say right now, literally as me and you are on this radio show, and then Great Britain and Switzerland. Great Britain went up four races to none. It's first to five, best of nine, however you want to say it.
Okay.
But Great Britain went up 4-0. Italy went up 4-0, unfortunately, on the U.S., but we clawed one back last time, so it's 4-1. They've got to win the next four, and they got two today. So. And they're actually in the water, unless there's a wind delay, they're in the water right now.
Got
so
it.
You can go on ESPN Plus and watch it, folks out there. But they've got a long road ahead for them to battle back, but they're still alive.
Okay, so if they can come back here and if they can win the next round, what you might call the semifinals, then they get to challenge New Zealand. If they can win that, they win the America's Cup, it comes back here and they make all the rules.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
all right. Correct. No, so I didn't understand that. So I appreciate you. That's why I wanted. I mean, I knew the part about they get to bring it back here if they win it all, but I really did not understand how we get from here to there. And so I appreciate that. We always like to end with a lightning round, frivolous topic, whatever you want to call it. First question from Mayor D.C. Reeves: when you cook noodles, linguine, angel hair, fettuccine, long, flat, pre-made noodles, not fresh, do you break them or do you put them in intact?
Back in my younger days, I used to just let it ride. I'd leave them the full length and then they would be burned on the other end. and so now I'm just to break them in half, do the best I can.
Okay. So you know, they're not sacred in any way for you these days.
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
more responsible, you know, for fire.
Do you go out to eat alone? Do you think there's anything strange about going out to eat alone?
You know, only if I'm like on like a business trip or you know, something like that, that happens often, especially back in sports writing days. But no, so maybe that's why I don't think it's that weird. You know, I mean, sometimes it's nice to, you know, have a minute to yourself.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. No, I agree. It's relaxing. So it's a good way.
I don't think it's weird.
And then the last one is when you go to the store, let's say you go to Winn-Dixie or to Publix, and you have that metal wire thing that's got the wheels on it that you push around into which you put the groceries, what is that thing called?
A cart.
Ha! Yes! My man!
What is the other one? Buggy.
People call it a buggy. Yeah. Grocery buggy or a shopping buggy. Some people call it a basket, but all true believers call it a cart. So I appreciate that. Well done.
Well, it's not a basket, Andrew. That's the problem.
I did.
you know, it's clearly a cart.
And also a horse isn't pulling it, so it's not a buggy.
That is true. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Mayor D.C. They tell me it's a Southern thing, but not all Southerners call it a buggy. So I think I'm open to making the case as a Northerner. Mayor Reeves, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
7:55 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
All righty, so we're dealing with some delays right now. If you're on 10 Mile Road heading southbound to 9 Mile Road, and then past that on Highway 29, you're going to see some major delays there. We've got an accident. It's off to the side of the road, but it's still causing some road blockage. Road delays. Also, I-10 eastbound, just north of Pine Forest exit all the way through Highway 29, you're going to see some major delays due to congestion there. So just be prepared for that. Also, Highway 90 rolling into Pensacola, right up to the scenic highway turnoff there. You're going to see some delays with congestion in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you've got a plumbing need, you got a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet or turn on the water, or the pressure's not good, or the heat's not good, or, you know, you need a little help fixing the thing that you fixed and didn't fix so good, right? Okay, Barbary Plumbing. They'll take care of you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice at $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months are the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit through PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sale price before tax, tax title, and income fee. See Peakmore for details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all 3 Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Andre, you've lost another submarine.
Good morning, 7:59, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines for us. David?
Well, convicted sex offender Harvey Weinstein may be appearing in court today. Hearing set for this morning in New York on Weinstein's health situation. If he does end up attending the hearing, he's expected to be arraigned on a new indictment in connection with new sexual assault allegations. And all of this just days after he underwent emergency heart surgery.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.